This week's Community Spotlight at Y107.3, we're talking with Raymond Miniga. He is the floodplain coordinator. Tell us how the floodplains used to be determined.
To go back to 1988, when the original flood maps were delineated, that was all done on what we call USGS maps, United States Geographic Service maps, with 20-foot contours. Over the years, that has served us well, but it's never been very accurate. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, recently completed what they consider a multi-year project, which re-examines the flood maps in Muskingum County and other counties. And they have now performed additional studies and are now delineating the floodplain to 2-foot contours on the county GIS map system.
And that could mean a whole lot for some homeowners as well, because the new maps become effective in July of this year. And how does that affect a homeowner? We talk about how you've went from 20 and now you've narrowed it down. So, I mean, it's very tight. So there could be people that now fall off of the flood zone and could lose their flood insurance, or they don't need it, I should say.
That's correct. With the 2-foot contours, the delineation of the floodplain is very precise. FEMA requires that any federally backed loans, mortgage loans, have flood insurance. So the lending institutions, the banks and mortgage companies and so forth, when they process loans, are one of the first things they look at is whether or not a structure is in the floodplain. If it is, there is a requirement the people that own that structure do carry FEMA flood insurance. We're finding now with the new delineation that we're estimating through the county GIS system that there are some 1,400 structures that were in the floodplain and now will be out. And we've also determined that some 600 structures were out of the floodplain will be in. Now, when we say structures, it can be barns, it can be storage sheds, it can be anything. But if it is a residential structure, that'll have an impact on whether or not someone carries flood insurance.
Okay, Raymond, how would somebody go about finding out whether or not they are in and or if fallen out of the floodplain?
The best thing that they can do is to contact our office. We can, if they give us an address or parcel number, we can examine that area and determine whether or not that their structure is in or out of the floodplain. Anyone that's located near a creek, and it doesn't have to be a major creek, there are creeks throughout the whole county that are in the floodplain. We can help them, or if they would like, they can make an appointment and stop by our office at 22 North 5th Street in Zanesville. We can actually show them on the screen where their structure stands in relation to the floodplain. Our telephone number is 455-7905, and you dial extension number 1.
We've been talking with Ray Miniga. He is the floodplain coordinator, Mideast Ohio Building Department. And one of the things to keep in mind, folks, that homeowners insurance does not cover flood damage. So if you happen to be in that flood zone and your home does get some damage done by a flood, it's possible that your homeowners insurance is not going to cover that. So go down, find out for sure whether or not you're in and or out. Thanks a lot, Raymond Miniga. He is the floodplain coordinator here in Muskingum County. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Very informative information to pass along to everybody. Y107.3 WYBZ.